setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. Now, that's purpose, but that's also very, very focused purpose, professional purpose. What was the work, or what is the work, rather, that you were created to do? Some of you go, work for me, Ken, is just a J-O-B, man. I only do it because I have to. I get it. That's what most people think of when they think of work. They think of it about a paycheck, right? I work to live. At Ramsey Solutions, we believe that you were created to work so that you live to work. Does that mean that you're a workaholic? No. It means that you were created to fill a unique role through your work. You are needed. You must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. So we're going to help you understand that you can make the income you need and the impact that you want. There is a clear path, 7 stages. So big news today. I told you that today was a big day. It is a big day. Very excited, very honored, humbled to be a part of Ramsey Solutions and put out work like this. And the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, is available for pre-sale. Now, the pub date is November the 9th, but you can order the book today. You can pre-order it, and it'll ship to you on the day it releases, November 9th. And we have some amazing bundles. We've got a Get Clear bundle for those of you who aren't quite sure what it is that you were created to do. What is my professional direction? And then we have a Get Promoted bundle for those of you that are clear, but you want to move up the ladder. You want to get that bigger shovel, if you will, maybe. So we've got the two bundles, and we've also got a third option. My brand new assessment is out that'll actually measure talent, passion, and mission. Super jacked about that. That's a $30 product on its own. You can get that plus the new book for $30. You get the assessment right away. So 3 options. Here's all the details. KenColeman.com. You can take your option there. You can look at it. We detail it out for you. KenColeman.com to pre-order the new book. From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. So go get it. This is a fantastic time for those of you who are saying, hey, I want more. And this might be a great gift for someone in your life that's very frustrated or just kind of in a J-O-B, totally stuck or clueless as to what it is they were created to do. So go get it, KenColeman.com. Very exciting stuff. All right, I want to start today's show by talking about the 3 biggest enemies of progress. If you're going to take the journey that I just essentially described to be who you were created to be, you're going to face the enemies of fear and doubt and pride. They like to hang out together, and sometimes you deal with one more than the other. And here's the other thing I want to point out. Fear, doubt, and pride never disappear. So let's start with the premise that I can overcome these enemies, but I can't remove them. It's very important. Because no matter where you are on the 7 stages, which is in the book, From Paycheck to Purpose, the 7 stages, get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. Doesn't matter where you are, fear, doubt, and pride will stick their heads up. And I write about this in the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. All right, so let's just walk through 2 of each. 2 fears. 1, the fear of the unknown. It's the biggest fear we all face, the unknown. It's terrifying. When you're in a dark room, you can't see 2 inches in front of your face, you're terrified, you're paralyzed, you won't move. If you've ever driven in fog, dense fog, can't see out your windshield, you're paralyzed. Terrified because you don't know what's in front of you. So the fear of the unknown keeps so many people stuck. Another fear, fear of failure. The fear of failure. Well, what happens if I fail? I don't want to feel like a failure. What's it going to do to me financially? Where's it going to put me professionally? Just fear of failure holds people back. Let's talk about doubt. Fear's ugly cousin. Doubt. The biggest fear I see with doubt is talent. I just don't think I have what it takes. I could talk to the people who are so clear on what it is they want to do, And they fail to see that it is what it is they were created to do because they don't think they have the talent or maybe the tenacity. I don't have what it takes. That's a huge doubt. I doubt that I've got it. Another big doubt, time. It's going to take too much time. I got 3 kids. I got a wife. Family living with us. I got this job. Got a bunch of debt, Ken, I got to pay off. How in the world am I going to do what it is that I was created to do when I'm dealing with debt? The baby steps from Dave Ramsey and the Ramsey Solutions work in conjunction with my 7 stages. You may have to delay the journey a bit to get out of debt, but you can get there. But so many people think that, well, I have to spend a bunch of money to get where I want to go. It's not true. So I doubt that I have the time. And then the third enemy is pride. And pride sticks its ugly head up in 2 ways. First is you're worried about the opinions of other people. What are they going to say? The fear of peers, family members. What are they going to say if I say I was going this direction, that's all you've ever known, and now I believe I'm called to go this direction. Boy, I tell you what, and family members are the worst at this. They don't mean harm. They really don't. You have some that do. They're just nasty people. But most of them are trying to protect us based on the lack of gumption that they have. And so they're trying to protect us from impending doom. They feed into doubt. Family members, I have found, and friends, they're the greatest purveyors of doubt. Boy, they love to scoop up doubt and just shove it all over us because they're dealing with their own doubts. So if in order for their doubts to be real, they've got to be real for you. So pride, we're worried about what others are going to say about us. The second area of pride is we don't ask for help. We try to do it alone. I don't want to look needy. I don't want anybody to think that I don't have what it takes, so therefore I'm not going to ask anybody for help. Let me tell you something. Folks, this held me back for 2 or 3 years on my journey to broadcasting. I didn't want to admit that I didn't have a lot of experience and that I'd have to take some really basic courses. I thought, well, I could talk my way into this. Here's another thing I didn't want to do. I didn't want to ask for help. Hey, would you be willing to meet with me? Would you be willing to pour into me a little bit? And I finally got the gumption to do it. And when I did, I heard yeses. And those yeses, if I look back on them right now, some of the biggest yeses I've had. Joe, you met Chad Scott. You remember Chad?
Oh, yeah.
Chad was a big-time radio producer. And I said to Chad, would you be willing, if I buy your breakfast, will you come and sit in on my show and tear me apart on the way back? Tell me what I need to do better. And he did, didn't he, Joe, for about 6 weeks.
He did.
On a Saturday. This guy's day off. But I had the gumption to ask for help. And you'd be surprised who will step up and help you if you just have the guts to help. So there you go. Fear, doubt, and pride. 3 of the biggest enemies of progress. By the way, I do a deep dive and write about those enemies in the new book. Today's the day we announced it. From Paycheck to Purpose, my new book, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love, is the subtitle. Available for pre-order right now. Comes out November the 9th. Got some great bundles. A Get Clear bundle and a Get Promoted bundle, all at KenColeman.com. Go get it. Buy it today. This is The Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose in your life and in your work. Exciting day today. We just launched the pre-sale of my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. This is the deep dive of the 7 stages that will lead you to what you were born to do. Really excited about it. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. That's the clear path. And I know it's clear because that's what I did. And if it worked for me to go from 33-year-old into broadcasting, having no degree, no training, it can work for you. Trust me. 844-747-2577 is the number. To the phones we go. And by the way, I just glossed right over that. KenColeman.com is the website if you want to pre-order that. We have some incredible bundles. We'll remind you more a little bit later in the program. But KenColeman.com is where you go. And we've got a Get Clear bundle and a Get Promoted bundle. So go check that out. All right. Ann is on the line in Chicago, Illinois. Ann, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Ann, how you doing?
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having me. I have a little history here. I'm 55. My husband's 60. We're financially in a decent spot. We both always worked. Our children are gone and live away, so our obligations have dwindled. Our parents, we took care of our parents, so it's just the two of us now. Mm-hmm. But we're probably looking at 5 to 10 more years of working. Mm-hmm. And my husband has been what I would call underemployed in a J-O-B.
Yes, I understand that.
And so my question is, I feel like there's still time for him to do something that he would be compensated better for, and it would be more rewarding for him.
Yeah. Does he know what he would do, or is he not even giving that much thought because he's 60?
I think that he hasn't given it a lot of thought the whole way through, because we always kind of put other things to the side where we were taking care of kids, we were taking care of parents, and you know what? It was just okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Well, so your question is, how can you encourage him? How can you equip him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you had any of these conversations before? I'm curious, before I answer this, if there's been any conversation before where you've made some suggestions, or you've just said, hey, look, we can now make some moves, and I'd like to see you do it. Has that happened, and how did he respond?
Yes. And I've kind of done it, you know, for years, but I've been more serious about it lately because we don't have anything holding us back. And it can be kind of sensitive. It can feel like attacking.
Yep.
Or not appreciative, because he does so many other things.
Yeah.
And yep. And I do appreciate all those things. I do recognize all those things. But I think we could still have both.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think. You've got to change your approach, because everything he's heard up to this point is it's coming across like an attack. I don't think you're attacking it, but he's hearing it like, what, have I not done anything? As opposed to
right.
You're going, hey,
yes.
I want you to do what you were created to do. Do you know what it is? Do you think you know what it is?
What he was created to do?
Yeah, I'm just curious. You know he's not doing it. I'm just curious, when you've been talking about it, if you had some suggestions or ideas.
He's a problem solver. Mm-hmm. He is a numbers guy. He gets along with everyone he needs.
Yeah, I love it.
And he has so much to offer.
What is he doing now? What's he doing now? What kind of work?
He does maintenance, and he works by himself mostly, and that's definitely not where he belongs.
Yeah, kind of sucks his soul out of him because he's such a people guy.
Well, he loves fixing stuff,
yeah.
So he loves that. But I'll tell you what, the reason he went there was because he left a job where he was in management.
Yeah.
But he was in management over people who didn't really care about their jobs, and he had to deal with lots of call-offs and getting... He had to get the work done no matter how many call-offs there were.
Yeah. Yeah, he just was... He was in a leadership position where he wasn't able to influence, and that's coming from somewhere above him. You know what I mean? Because the leadership above him was probably allowing that stuff, and so it's just a very tough thing. So here's the deal. This is really a relationship issue. Because until he gets to the point where he goes, I know what I would do if I knew it was going to be seamless. It's like you have to get him to the point. If he was on the phone with me, I'd go, look, if I could replace your current income and you didn't have to worry about getting in the job hunt and getting rejected, because he also, I guarantee you, he's got in his mind somewhere, I'm 60, who's going to want to hire me?
Okay? Yes.
Okay, so that's a real deal, okay? Meaning, I'm not saying that no one will hire a 60-year-old, but I'm saying that fear, that's in everybody's head who's 60. And so he's got to first, to get over that fear, he's got to really get clear on what it is that he would do if it were seamless, if he could just snap his fingers. And to begin to really focus on that. Because when he focuses on that, his heart's going to begin to fill and go, hey, I would actually really love to do this. What is it going to take for me to do this? Do I have the existing skills and experience to be able to step into this? Then it's all about relationships. If there are some certifications or some qualifications that he might need that are affordable and don't take forever, again, he begins to see a path. Okay. But he has to first get clear. He really does. And he's got to go, all right, do I agree with my wife that I'm really good with math and as a result, I'm logical and I'm good at solving problems with my head and my hands, but I'm also good with people and I want to work with people. So how can I do that work and engage with people? And once he begins to see opportunities and he sees, wait a second, there are some hurdles I'm going to have to clear being 60, but it's relational hurdles. If I use the proximity principle, I can get there. Do you know what I mean? So I think he's got to get to that point. Is he willing, if you were to say to him, hey, I listen to this Ken Coleman show and he's got this assessment that he's been working on for 2 years. It just released today. Ken gave me a code. You go to this link and you punch in this code and it's about a 25-minute assessment and it's going to spit out for him his top talent, his top passions, which is work that he loves doing, and the missional result that he wants to create with his work. So it's, I use what I do best, talent, to do work I love, passion, to accomplish results that matter to me, mission. If I give you that, will he take it or will he think that you're bugging him?
No, he will do it. I know he will do it.
All right, so here's the deal. In just a minute, I'm put you on hold. Kelly's going to get you what you need. I want him to take this, okay? And he can print out his report. And it's going to be so simple, but it's going to really illuminate a lot for him. All right, so that's get clear, stage one. Then he's going to have to figure out, okay, am I qualified or what would I need to do to get qualified? Okay, and so that's what he's going to have to do next. Now, you can pre-order the book today. You can buy it when it comes out November 9th, whatever you want to do. It's called From Paycheck to Purpose. Okay, and the book is going to get him there. It's going to walk him through the seven stages. It's not so scary. I detail it out. Okay, two chapters on each stage. He needs to get clear first. So I'm going to give you the assessment, okay? All right, it's a $30 product. You tell him he has to take it because Ken gave it to you for free. You hear me?
Oh, he will.
Now listen, when he takes it, you know what it's going to do? It's going to get his mind going. So you need to engage, but you need to stop making suggestions. I'll get him clear with the assessment. You've got to pump him up. And the way you do that is not making any more suggestions that he do something. What you do is you go, what do you think? What do you think about the professional possibilities in the assessment? Was it close? What are some things that you could look into? How can I help? You want me to make some connections for you? I'll be happy to do it. Ask him if he's excited and what would it look like if he were to go for it and you were totally supportive. That's the conversation you need to have. Hang on the line. Kelly's going to get you a free code. For the rest of you, you can get the assessment along with the book, From Paycheck to Purpose. We'll ship the assessment to you right away. It's only $30 for the book and the assessment. Or you can get the assessment on its own for $30. Or I guess you can call the show and make up a good story and I'll give it to you. It's kind of how that goes. KenColeman.com. That's where you go get it all. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, continuing to help women and men get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so that they can give themselves away. It's possible to make the income that you need and the impact you want. That's why I wrote the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available pre-sale now. And we've got some amazing bundles. KenColeman.com is where you go check out the two bundles, a Get Clear bundle and then a Get Promoted bundle, depending on where you are in the journey on those seven stages. Tons of goodies, over $100 worth of value. So go check that out. KenColeman.com. The new book does release officially November 9. Okay, Devin is up in Orlando, Florida. Devin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing, Ken?
I'm living the dream, Devin. What's up?
Oh, thank you for having me on your show. No, I'm calling you because I answered one of your questions on Instagram about how a paycheck should not be the only thing that gets you excited to go into work every day.
Yeah.
And my comment was how I just, you know, I really don't like my job. I just go, you know, even though they're a good service job and what they do, you know, I just basically go just to survive and pay for what I need to get, you know, the bills for the kids and for my wife and myself. But it's nothing I thought I'd ever do, but I've never found out, like, you know, what I'm meant to be here for.
Yeah.
It's never hit me until I've, you know, listened to your show.
You got a couple ideas, don't you? You've been listening to my show, so your heart and head have been kind of starting to warm up to the idea. So tell me where you are at this moment. What do you think about? What do you wonder about as it relates to that question? What am I supposed to do with my work life?
That's the thing. I don't know. I know you don't know.
I know you don't know, but I think you know more than you think you know. Am I right?
I'd have to know it. Obviously, it's me.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what have you wondered about? You're telling me that you're a blank slate when you think about things and what you might do. You think about the work you were created to do. You're telling me it's a whiteboard in your brain?
What I'm saying is, you know, I'm not like a whiteboard, I guess. I like to help people out. I don't see who doesn't, you know, unless you're just a mean-spirited person, but...
All right, we're going to start from scratch. The answer is you have something, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to say something, and I'm going to go, okay, been down this road before, so that's fine. All right?
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. You've listened to the show enough. Let's talk about what you do best. Let's talk about talent. Hard skills, soft skills, Devin. I interview everybody who knows you. I do a documentary on your life. What do they tell me that Devin has always been good at? It just comes easy for him. Tell me.
Learning, listening, getting things done when I need to get it done,
You're flowing, Devin. What do you mean by learning and getting things done? Be more specific.
Learning, getting to know what I'm doing. If I got, like, for instance, car breaks down, if I got to look up the part and send me going to a mechanic, I'll look up to do it myself, and I just pray to God I'd be successful at it.
Great.
Most of the time I am.
All right. And so getting things done, what are the things that you're really good at doing besides learning? So we could say that researching, you soak up things very well. You're very, very adaptable as it relates to new information and things. So what else are you really good at? And let me give you some clues. Okay. So you've got people, you're either good at people work, or you're good at working with things or ideas or processes. I'm just giving you some big buckets. What are you really good at besides the learning and getting stuff done? What are you good at? Are you mechanical? You go with your hands and your head? What are you good at? Tell me.
I would say I'm good with my hands, and I'm definitely good with people. And like you hit it with, like, the research and trying to get something done. I'm good at that.
Okay, now we're off and running. Now let's talk about the kind of work that when you think about this task or this function or this role, you get excited about it. That's high emotion. When you're in the middle of it, you don't want to stop. Time seems to stand still. That's devotion. High emotion, high devotion. A task, a function, a role. What comes to mind? And you just gave yourself some clues in the talent stuff. Turns out we humans don't like to do things we suck at. Doesn't that sound about right, Devin?
That sounds 100% right.
All right, Devin,
right.
Tell me what you get excited about doing, Devin. Say it right now.
I get excited when I accomplish things. That's the thing. It's hard to break it down. I like to...
Devin,
I'll
get to the accomplishment. What work do you like to do? You gave me some clues. Do you like fixing things or building things, Devin?
To a point, yeah. Yeah, to a point.
Okay. What kind of work?
Not all 100%, but yeah.
Okay.
I guess mechanical work. I guess working on, you know, like sometimes it's vehicles, sometimes it's around the house, handyman. I like doing that stuff because I know I'm accomplishing it and I'm getting something, you know what I mean?
There we go. Now we're getting this job. Now we're getting ahead. This is perfect. So now we move to mission. Results that matter most to you. You are about solution. If you know that you're doing work, fixing, building, problem solving for the purpose of solution, it makes you feel really good because you know you made somebody's life easier, better, or you made something better. True or false?
True, true.
All right then. Stop overthinking this. The guy who solves and studies and learns is because you have a terrific talent of logic, but I think you love analyzing things as well, correct?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Now we're getting 100% out of Devin. So, Devin, here's the problem. You're like me, except I can't fix anything, but I overanalyze everything. And right now on the phone with me, you're overanalyzing everything as opposed to going, what's the work that I would do if I knew I couldn't fail? If I knew I couldn't fail and I didn't have to do the same thing for the rest of my life, but it would be a big, fun work adventure, I would do, say it, Devin. Stop thinking and let your heart answer it. Go. Forget job title, brother. Here's what you would do. You would be involved with fixing and solving things. I don't know if it's technical or mechanical, but it's somewhere in that direction based on what you've told me. And you want to see a smiling...
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So stop thinking.
Right.
I know. You're telling me. I don't know why you keep locking up. You're so hung up on a certain title. I didn't say HVAC guy. I didn't say car mechanic. I said you.
What I like to do.
That's it. What you like to do is fix stuff and create solutions. True or false?
That's true. I
know it's true.
Create solutions.
You said 100% about 2 minutes ago. So here's what you got to figure out. Where are all the places in the marketplace where I can use my talent of logic, which is the thinking, and then I'm doing work of analyzing, I'm connecting with humans, I'm solving a problem, and I realize when I go in, and I'm making this up, Devin, don't think too hard, you're going to have smoke coming out your ears. But if I'm going in and I'm fixing an HVAC machine, or I'm fixing a car, and I see a happy person, I realize that it's more than just fixing the car or the HVAC unit. What I'm actually doing and delivering solution is I'm making someone's life better. I'm giving them peace of mind. Do you see that?
Yes, helping them out, everything. Yes, I do.
That's what you led with. But when you are using those talents to use your talent to do work you love, which is passion, to accomplish results that matter to you, mission, then you're happy. So the reality is you're overthinking this. You could be an HVAC repairman. You could repair power lines. You could fix cars. You could do all kinds of things. Start looking for work that allows you to solve problems. Are they technical problems? Are they mechanical problems? Are they physical problems? I don't know. You got to figure that out. But that's the direction. So here's what I want you to do. The good news is for you, I've been talking about it for months. I've been working on it for 2 years. The Get Clear Career Assessment is now available. It's $30. I'm going to give it to you for free. But you have to promise me you're going to take it within 24 hours.
I'll take it today. Yeah.
Attaboy. Hang on the line. Kelly's going to get you a code and a link. For the rest of you, you got to go buy it. And while you're there, you might as well just buy it with the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, because the assessment is the first stage tool of the 7 stages outlined in the book. Get clear. For $30, you get the assessment and the book. You get the assessment right away. You got to wait till November 9 for the book. But trust me, it'll be here before you know it. Hang on the line, Devin. Take the assessment and let it lead you to all the professional possibilities that we're going to report to you. And then go check them out. Clarify and verify. This is The Ken Coleman Show. If you want more out of life than just a solid paycheck and a nice 401k, you want to make a difference, then you've joined the right conversation. This is The Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. 844-747-2577. If you have no idea what you want to do with your life, you're in the right place. If you have an idea but you don't know how to get there, you're in the right place. And then if you know what you're supposed to do and you know how to get there, but fear, finances, family, maybe even past failures holding you back, you're in the right place. 844-747-2577. Here's the entire premise of the Ken Coleman Show in one short sentence. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. You are incredibly valuable. You're needed. So you must do it. Opting out on your unique role isn't an option because there's somebody out there who needs you to show up and be the best version of you, whether you are a plumber, a professor, a pastor, a janitor. It doesn't matter. All work is honorable. All work is needed. All work creates a result. What you've got to do is figure out how my talent, what I do best, my passion, work that I enjoy doing, and my mission, results that matter deeply to me, come into alignment. And when they're aligned, it's like a big blinking neon arrow to the marketplace. That's what we teach. Very excited, by the way, to be partnering. We're doing some great stuff. Bethel Tech Partnership, helping you get a technology job in under $15,000 over a nine-month period. Really proud of that partnership. Super proud of my partnership with ZipRecruiter. Number one job site in the world. Their candidates three times as likely to get hired. Why? Incredible technology. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. In less than 5 minutes, you have a profile. You hit submit. They immediately become a recruiter for you and start matching up your profile with jobs that companies have that are paying to be a part of ZipRecruiter's offerings. They are pitching you. Once the company sees your profile and their interest, they contact you directly. I love that. Easy, easy, easy. And you ready for this? It's free, free, free. Ken, you're endorsing ZipRecruiter? You better believe it. You're pitching them to me? Yeah, because it doesn't cost you any money. So stop griping. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's go back to the phones. New Haven, Connecticut is where we're going to go. Teresa's on the line. Teresa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa. What's going on?
Hey, thanks so much. I can't believe it. I feel like I won the lottery today.
Whoa, wow. You play. Joe, did you record that? I'm going to play that every time my teenager gripes about my existence. I'm going to play Teresa's comment to me. Teresa, you're so amazing. How can I help?
I feel that. So listen, I'm kind of cheating here because I'm new to your program and I haven't done all the work that you're suggesting. So I'm kind of cheating.
But no, you're not. You're jumping ahead of everybody else. I love it. You're cutting in line because you have the courage to call. So let's help.
That's me. I'm a cut in line kind of girl. Here's the deal. 56 years old, almost 57 years old.
Okay.
During COVID, I came to a great realization that has been coming for a while that I need to do what I love and stop just working for the paycheck. Sadly, I'm not in a position to really do that. So I'm trying to figure out how to do it. I've been in sales most of my life, worked my way up to, you know, making six figures in sales.
Wow.
But I absolutely hate it.
Okay. So let's pause for a second. You said a couple of things that lead me to believe we got some clues here. So you said, I'm not in a position to do it. And then you mentioned it one more time. What is it? To the best of your ability, I don't care about how descriptive you can be. What is it?
So in my dream world, I just envision myself having a Center for Happiness, which is basically a self-development kind of practice, not counseling. I'm not into the heavy counseling, even though I have a bachelor's degree in human behavior. I have a certification in life coaching. So I like a lighter, more real kind of approach to that. So I just really could see myself doing workshops and coaching.
I love that.
But I can't get myself to figure out how to make that transition.
Okay, so it's super simple. This is a math issue. You've already got the certification. Have you done any life coaching once you got that certification?
So I just got certified this past March during COVID, and I've just done like the bare minimum for the coursework and stuff, and then some with, you know, friends and family, but not a lot. I'm trying to get traction and struggling with that.
Yeah, I get that, but you got to put yourself out there. And it's kind of nerve-wracking to put yourself out there because every time you say, hey, I'm a life coach, and are you interested in that, there's a chance that somebody says no, and that stings, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like, who are you kidding? Like, life coach, like, wait a minute, what's that? Who does that?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Teresa, if I had a friend, let's call it a 27, 28, 29-year-old woman, and they were struggling, and let's say I couldn't do what I do, and I knew you, and I said, you know, I think she needs to sit with an older woman, somebody who's walked a lot of miles in the moccasins, the professional moccasins. You've been very successful. You made six figures. And I said, you know what? I know Teresa. She's recently certified as a life coach, and I know she's got some legit training. And I think more than anything, she could encourage this young gal. And I called you up, and I said, Teresa, I would like you to sit with her. I'm going to pay for two sessions. Would you feel confident that you could help my friend? Yes or no?
Totally.
Then I don't want to hear you say anymore, well, oh, that's a life coach. I mean, come on. You got to be kidding me. You just told me that you would take my money, Teresa. That you would help my friend. What? No.
I don't feel like enough people out there are seeing the value of a life coach. I feel like it's a kind of a fluffy kind of thing for the people that really, I don't know, just like people will go to a counselor when they're depressed, but I just, I'm like, who really calls a life coach?
You know who's depressed right now? Do you know who's depressed right now? Me. Listening to you, I'm depressed.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm joking. I'm having some fun with you. Teresa. This isn't going to happen overnight, but you're focusing on the wrong thing. So you're in a six-figure sales job right now, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, great. Here's how we get there. You are going to stop being the human version of Eeyore and walking around looking for your tail. Who's going to want me to be a life coach? I don't want to talk about it because they may make fun of it. And you're going to start telling everybody that'll listen that you're offering life coaching. Maybe you'll do a seminar. Maybe you'll do a free thing. Maybe you'll go work and do some volunteer life coaching for some single moms maybe that are being supported in the area, or maybe some women that are recovering from substance abuse. You've got a counseling background. You don't have to do counseling, but you could coach them on life and make it some head starts. And what if, since you make good money and you don't need life coaching income, what if you just started making an impact and then people get familiar with you and they hear about you and they start talking about you? And what if your goal is to just have five clients over the next year that pay you for about 6 months? But what if they quit within 3 months? Instead of you licking your wounds, you figure out, how do I keep them? And what if you just keep going? And what if you keep a better attitude about your day job right now because you're really good at it and you're making six figures in sales, and you build this life coaching business up, and in 3 years, you walk away from sales? It's a math issue. The moment that you can replace most of your income as a life coach, that's when you walk away from the day job. So instead of worrying about how do I do it, you just do it. And there's going to get a point where you build this business and maybe you rent a place and you got this center going and this dream, this vision that's been on your heart for a long time. It happens, but it's not going to happen overnight. Teresa, I'm just getting fired up right now because I was 33 when I decided to go into broadcasting. And I took a broadcasting class with a bunch of 22-year-olds. 3 weeks in, they realized I wasn't an instructor. I was one of them. I had a wife and three kids. I had a day job where I was selling sponsorships to live events. I didn't have a degree in broadcasting. Broadcasting is one of the hardest industries to get into, Teresa, but I did it. But it took me 7 freaking years to get to Ramsey. Then I had to pay dues for 2.5 more years. Teresa, it's going to take time, but it's worth it. And you're 57 years young. No more excuses. You don't have to live off of being a life coach. That's a gift. Start coaching people. Start for free. Start offering your services. Be okay with people not responding. Be okay with people passing, because there's going to be a few people that you need to coach. And when you coach them and you see the impact, it's going to fire your soul up and it'll keep you going. Teresa, stop talking about it. Start doing it. You got this. Hey, before I go, the rest of you along with Teresa need to remember this. You matter. And you do have what it takes. I promise. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.